Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneana. Keep it locked in, people.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONI for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to my show. Oh my god, I'm actually like physically shaking. Like my hands are shaking. Sorry to prank all of you guys, but it's a sad day today. It's a really sad day today. I feel so weird. I wanted to start off with Gangnam Style because if you have been listening to my show, I don't do it all the time, but I would normally start my show with that song just to get lit. But there's nothing lit about my show today. And so, as I said, okay, I'll turn Jeff Buckley off because I actually physically can't do it. I'll start throwing up. But this is my last show of forevers, or hopefully not forevers, but for a while, probably. I'm feeling very weird, very happy, very nostalgic. And so my playlist today is kind of just gonna include all of it. Oh my God, guys, I'm actually like shaking. I can't. Okay. It's gonna have a bunch of songs that just remind me of like the entire course of college. These are the best 4 years ever. I couldn't have asked for it. And like, I wouldn't change anything at all. Everyone that I met has left such a deep impact in my life. But yeah, I have a couple of songs. I have songs from that remind me of freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and now senior year. So we're obviously going to start with the freshman year ones. I joined WONI the very end of my first semester freshman year, and I am so beyond glad that I did. WONI has been such a big part of my college life here, and it's made everything so much better. I met most of my friends who I am still friends with after 4 years in freshman year in Golding Hall. Shout out Golding. First floor. And that's where I started to meet people who loved music, played instruments, were in bands, and that's when like all my friends' bands like started forming. Because prior to college, I didn't have like I still wouldn't say I have like a very deep understanding of music, but I wasn't very like a very big music person, you know? Or I never got to see that in person. And coming to college, I met all these people in bands and everything, but it was awesome. It was so eye-opening. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. So my first song is one of the very first songs I ever got introduced to by someone in freshman year. I had heard of the band Flyleaf before, but I hadn't really gotten into them. And I was introduced to this song, and I was like obsessed with this. It's like the most basic song, whatever. But I was obsessed with this song in freshman year. So this is a little bit of screaming and anger, because that's what I'm feeling right now. So, and actually, the title goes perfectly with how I'm feeling right now. So this is I'm So Sick by Flyleaf. We'll be right back. guys. So that was I'm So Sick by Flyleaf. Like I said, one of the very first songs that I like was severely obsessed with freshman year. This next song reminds me of genuinely my entire friend group from freshman year, specifically Sean Hogan. I met Sean Hogan through Kai, and I met Kai in the hallway when he was filling up his Brita. So, and then that's when I started meeting literally everyone. Dan, I met Maya, Dakota, Josh, Sean Nichols. Well, Sean Nichols and I met because we're both fashion majors, and it was actually super sweet the first time we actually hung out. We had a class together, and we got like let out early, and we were like, oh, let's go get coffee at Argo, foreshadowing for when I was going to work at Argo. And we went, and we didn't realize that like they were fully closed, and we were like banging on the freaking like the gate, like that was closed. I don't know why we were like banging on it, but the manager at the time, Kathy, which she's chill, but she like came out and she's like, oh, we're closed, and we're like, okay, well, we want coffee. And then she gave us free coffee, and then we sat on the bench and like talked for so long, and like we just clicked so fast. And I think that's like a very common theme with a bunch of my friends, is we just clicked so instantly, and like it felt so natural, like, oh my god, I've literally known you for so long. But yeah, and this song has, I mean, lived through my entire 4 years because I still listen to it, and my friends and I still love it. So this is New Perspective by Panic at the Disco.
Oh, from a new perspective. You come along because I love your face, and I'll admire your expensive taste.
All right, so that was New Perspective by Panic at the Disco. I want to shout a few people out. I have a few of my friends listening. Paige, Sean McLean, Lauren, JJ, Mitch, who else is listening? Sid? I don't know. People are texting in the group chat. And Josh just sent a picture of Grace. But, Peter, Callie, JJ, Sid. Okay, Paige, hi, Sean, hi, Lauren, hi. Okay, yes, so what was I going to say? Okay, this next song. All right, also shout out, go to the Black Oak tonight. There's a live show. My friends are performing, and it's a graduation show. So that's at 8, maybe? I don't know. But yes, okay, so this next song goes out to my cherry girls. Oh, this one's gonna be hard. Living in Cherry was possibly the best decision I've ever done in my life, genuinely. Shout out Elliot, shout out Dakota. Sorry, everyone's coming in now. Hey guys. But shout out Jack Black too. He's tuning in. So thank you. Cherry was the best thing in my life. It saved me in so many ways, and it's made me feel so complete. I mean, when me and Grace were like sure that we were living together, and then we were like, who are we going to live with? And kind of out of a whim, we asked Lauren and Paige. And I'm so glad that we did, because that house like genuinely means everything to me. And it like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I can't keep talking about it or I'm actually going to cry, but I love my girls so much. They know, they all mean so, so much to me. And this, I'm like getting emotional, but like the song that I'm about to play is so lit. And like, this is why I told Paige, stay tuned, because we were obsessed with the song and we would play it all the time. So on that emotional note, here's Bang, Bang, Bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. 보자. 자, 끝장 봐. 오늘 밤 끝장 보자. 널 데려가 지금 이 순간에. 새빨간 저 하늘이 춤출 때. 정신이 나 불러라 신청 거비며 소리 문화송의 멜로디 먼저 결국 사방바방 어박가 싸구나 고비 불을 심장에 태워 널 미치게 하고 싶어 이 아침 every bang like this 모두 다 같이 소나친 것처럼
뱅뱅뱅
That was Bang Bang Bang. That was for my girls. Continuing with the theme of my girls. Sorry, the group chat is like distracting me. Every girl that I've met here in college, like I said, has had such a big impact on me. I mean, every one of my living situations. Deja, my first roommate, amazing. She's helped me out in so much and I love her so much. Grace, whoa, my God, Grace, I can't. Literally today in the morning, we were in the kitchen together and I was like, literally her and I were like, we can't even talk about the fact that we're not going to be living together because Grace is my best friend and that's, I love her. She's not listening. That's awesome. But Paige, love her. She's helped me through every situation. Lauren, the sweetest girl I know. Dakota, the funniest girl I know. Maya, literally like my angel. Like just all Callie, so funny. Like Callie just always like makes me feel better no matter what. Kate, the sweetest, most gentle person ever. And there's so many people, so many girls that I just love. Anjali, the sweetest little girl ever, my sweet baby. Everyone that I love is awesome. But this next song reminds me of karaoke night at the Jug, and I'm playing it for Maya because I know Maya loves Hannah Montana, and she is my Hannah Montana. So here's He Could Be the One.
From doing something stupid. Think I'm really falling for his smile. Your butterflies when he says my name.
can't help myself from now. My heart is racing, baby.
So that was He Could Be the One by Hannah Montana. Super, super fun song. I don't really have much to say for this next one, but again, just a song that me and my girls loved. And a super fun, chill song. So here's Wet Dream.
On DVD.
This next song. So my last year, senior year, my friends and I did spring break together, and we rented a house in Lake Placid, and it was so awesome, and it was just so one of the best trips ever. And just being surrounded by so many people that I love and cherish was amazing. There was, like I said, all my girls, There was Josh, who Josh is, Josh and I have been friends since freshman year, and he has, again, stuck by my side through so much. He's always been someone that I can rely on. Dan didn't go to spring break, but Dan was one of my first friends here as well. And he was awesome. Also, he was just a great person. Greg, like one of the funniest people ever, sweetest people ever. Elliot, Sean Cypro, Mitch, all of those three. Love them so much. It's awesome being surrounded by like such great people. And Andrew also, Maya's boyfriend, who just recently, like, we started to get close with this year, but even then I've, felt such care to him, and he's an awesome person, and I love how he makes my friend happy. So I guess I like him. But so this next song, we made a music video, yada, yada, yada. We made a music video to the song during our spring break. So, I did say Sean Cypro, shout out Cypro. We did a music video, and it's to the song Animal by Neon Trees.
Afraid you'll never satisfy.
That was Animal by Neon Trees. So much nostalgia with that. Also, I want to shout out Myrtle Mafia, because they're awesome and they're all tuning in. Shout out JJ and Rob. Shout out Spike Your Milk. Best volleyball team around. Shout out Sid, I guess. And yeah, they're awesome. Funniest people ever. And Spike Your Milk won shirts yesterday, but I wasn't there. But that's awesome. And we won because we're good. Definitely not because we didn't have a volleyball game. Okay, so this next song is actually by one of my favorite bands ever. It's Coleslaw. All the guys from Coleslaw are awesome. Elliot, I met Elliot sophomore year, the very end of freshman year, because I would go to Toby Hall with Maya. And then after that, I was like, oh, I know who this guy is. And Elliot's an awesome guy. He's so sweet. Jerry also met Jerry last year, mostly. Sean McLean also met last year, which Sean McLean, what was I going to say? It's like, I have a bunch of friends who are still juniors, which kind of sucks because oh, I'm going to miss you. Sean McLean, Susie, Maya Nelson, all the girls from Hillside, Orange Grove, everyone from Orange Grove, just a bunch of them that I'm going to miss so much, but I'm so glad that they, can continue their journey. But and then Mitch, awesome, super, super awesome guy. I love him. He is one of my best friends, and I'm so glad that him and his band have a song out. And yeah, he makes me so happy, and all my friends make me so happy. So enough with the sappiness, and here's South by Coleslaw.
Wasting away, but I'm not quite sure. Wishing these moments would happen more. Sit there in silence to be my man. That girl again, thinking of ways that we haven't stayed, not to think that we're the same, to be in your world at home and play. I might pick up and head down south, but I just don't got the time picked out, but I know you will be there for me in time. I might pick up. Get missed. I never mean to make you piss. In your eyes, it may be bald, but nothing should ever have to be this hard. Don't got the time picked out, but I know you will be there for.
Awesome. So that was South by Coleslaw. Guys, shows almost coming to an end, hey? Cool. I'm not freaking out at all. But this next song is a little bit weird, but it just reminds me of this specific time where my friends and I were all at Sean McClain's house and we were singing this song. Like, we were all sitting around a table and we were like blasting the song and yelling it. And there were so many people there that like I love and care for. And it was just so funny. And then also we sang the same song for Grace's 22nd birthday. And Grace's boyfriend Ryan was there, which he's so awesome, such an awesome guy. And it was like Josh, Dakota, Dan, I think, was there. It was like a lot of the OG people, you know. But then also, so it's like I got to sing it with people who I've known for 4 years, but also people who I've just recently met last year, but still cherish so much. And let me tell you, I don't like country music, all right? But it's something about chicken fried that just got me moving. So here's that song.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot of sea songs. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a piece of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. Stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. See the love in my mama's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's a little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right.
And the radio up, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
All right, guys, that was Chicken Fried. Seemed like a fan favorite, that one. So I'm glad. Okay, guys. Holy moly. It's almost time to wrap it up. All right. I have two songs. I might only be able to play one. But I really, really couldn't do the show without playing Oasis. I mean, I know everyone's tired of the song, but I don't really care because it's my show. Huge song senior year. Screaming it at the top of my lungs in the bar. I mean, yes, and everything. So, just my friends performing it. It's awesome. But here's Don't Look Back in Anger.
Take that look from off your face. You ain't
Was Oasis. Yay. All right, guys. Last song of Stephanie's episodic episodes ever. A.A. Magnus is in the window. Okay, so gotta hit it with a sad graduation song. You know I had to do it to you all. I don't really have much to say. I'll try to talk after the song and just... Let's just play it. So here's Where'd All the Time Go. Song basically. Guys, it's been a real one. Yeah, it's been an amazing 4 years at WONI. love each and every one of you. If you've ever tuned into my show, if you've ever just even listened to one song, 5 seconds of my show, I really, really appreciate it. I have met so many amazing people through Oni. I'm so glad that a lot of my friends are in Oni, so it's like another thing that we can have in common and share. Everyone getting upset. I don't know what I would be without Oni. I don't know what I would be without the experience of college. And I've learned so much and I've grown so much. And I hope to be back at some point. Maybe alumni weekend, I don't know. But I just want to shout out all my friends. You guys.